Thank you so much for your patience. I hope it's not been such a lovely day, isn't it?
Lovely day.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, listen, I hope it's great on the doorsteps as well. I'm hearing from Layla and others that those former Tories are heading our way. Is that true?
Yes!
And so, but I really want to, and Labour, yeah, I think even people think about voting reform and know it's a waste of vote and they're coming for us. So listen, thank you so much. You know, I think you've been doing a great job across Oxfordshire running the council, albeit in a minority. Do you think we can get a majority this time?
Absolutely!
Yay! Fantastic. Well, you did elect a few Liberal Democrat MPs, I have to say. Yay! You know, we thought we might get one or two, and then we got five. But that is a real tribute to all of you for the part you played. So huge, huge thank you. But the key thing is we've got to do a lot more, haven't we? Labour's been very disappointing, really disappointing. Yeah. We needed change after the awful Conservatives. And I think people have felt, blimey, they're, you know, getting rid of winter fuel, the family farmers tax, now the cuts to disability benefits. It really is not what people expected. And, you know, on foreign affairs, they're not standing up to Trump. And, you know, we have to. For our trade, our economy, you know, people's livelihoods in Oxfordshire and across the whole country depend on trade. And, you know, Trump is threatening that. And, you know, maybe the Prime Minister will get a deal. I hope he does. But can you trust Trump? I don't think we can even trust a deal that he does. And that's why we've been arguing for taking those barriers down with our European friends. We need to have a new EU-UK customs union to get that growth and to get that trade going. And we also need to be working with our European friends and allies for defence. I mean, with Trump, you can't trust him anymore on defending our country. I mean, I think there are many American presidents from all sides, Republican, Democrat, who would look at what he's doing and be aghast. Friends with Putin. And so it's so important that we stand for our principles, as we've done consistently, even when we criticise, stand for our principles of being an internationalist party, working in Europe and beyond with our Commonwealth partners, like Canada. I mean, I can hardly believe what he's done with Canada. I think people are beginning to realise that we're the only party that sticks to our principles, have that alternative view. And not just internationally, of course, back locally. Let me take you back to there, because, you know, one of the big challenges we talked about the general election was health and social care. Because the Conservatives run it so badly at local and national level. And I've been really disappointed, very disappointed by Labour, failing to invest in health. And Layla is holding to account on the Select Committee, our Select Committee chair here. I think particularly on social care, I mean, the idea that we need another commission taking 3 years. I mean, I was writing a piece of the day and counted up all the different commissions, inquiries, and Select Committee reports and so on over the last 30 years. There's been 25. And they think they need another one lasting 3 years. It's just kicking in the can down the road, not taking the action that people need, whether they're elderly or disabled or special needs. They need that care. And that's one of the reasons that we need to do so well in May, because we know Conservative councillors won't deliver on care. They never have, they never will. We can. We've shown where we've been given power. So there's an awful lot at stake here. Yes, our values and principles more broadly, but also the care of our elderly, care of our disabled. And I think it's now beyond doubt that we are the party to vote for if you care about health and social care. So thank you so much. I hope we can pull it off here and elsewhere in the country. But when I look at you, prepared to stand for an hour or two while some of us is some obviously very important equestrian sports, I know you've got what it takes. So thank you very, very much.